He'll just keep using you till your last breath. Amen. He wants a living generation. So my title of my message this morning is Father's Day. Very original, wasn't it? Hey? Poignant. I don't know what that means, but that's okay. So I really believe there's such a... Let's pray before I start, because we need to acknowledge the Lord, eh? Father, we just thank you for the privilege of being coming here this morning and just gathering in the midst. That, Lord, sometimes we take just little things for granted. But, Father, above all things, we never be for granted. We want to be appreciative all the time and in remembrance of the goodness of our God daily. That we as men can be reflectors of your goodness, reflectors of your love, reflectors of your grace, reflectors of your mercy, reflectors of your love. That those, Father, we leave behind that day, we leave a legacy, not a prophetic word, but a legacy. A legacy, Father, of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I really believe fatherhood's got such a responsibility. More so in our society today than ever before, because we're in such a fatherless generation. Where, don't get me wrong, there's men having children, but they refuse to take up the wonderful, wonderful gift of fatherhood. And so we have these children that sometimes have got a desolation in their life of fatherhood. And fatherhood's main emphasis in life is to bring forth an image. An image. You're my work here on earth. It says build the house. The first house you've got to build is your own house. And first house you've got to bless is your own house. The first example to any house is your house. Now you've been a good Christian in church and a bad Christian at home. You need to be a good Christian at home. Amen? You need to be a godly man at home. So as a father, we had to mold and we had to shape, demonstrate an image for the children to follow. This is our legacy. This is what I believe God wants to leave behind. Jesus did that with his own son. He left a legacy for us to follow. In fact, the Bible says we shall bear his image. There are four types of sons. I'm going to go through them real quick. And you will have to take a photo of the slide if you've got a phone in this modern day era, because I cannot cover all this in 10 minutes. It is impossible. Amen. There are four types of sons in the Bible. There's the formed son, Genesis, right? There's the chosen son, okay? Israel, chosen son in Exodus chapter 4. Then there's Jesus, the begotten son. Amen. Then there's the sons being revealed. Amen. And each stage of these, God brings into existence something on earth that everything he spoke on earth, he did it by word. Except for one thing. He did man into existence. He formed man and spoke man. Amen. But man came out of the concept of unity. He said, let us make man. There was a out of a unity, there's a making. Amen. And this unity, this knowing what should be, this knowing of an image, is the first thing we're really challenged with in our houses. We must have a consensus of unity that this is the way. Let us stand in our image. Amen. So therefore, in my house, there has to be a unity, there has to be a oneness of heart to say, you know what? This house is changing not. This house is following him. And everything in my house will follow him. So therefore, there's no dissection, there's no duality of vision in the house. And I hear things like this. Well, I just want my kids to find God there in their own way. It's a fallacy. Never find God. He found you. He found you. Oh, I don't put any pressure on them. No, no, but I want to influence them. They will never find God unless there's an influence. So therefore, what we have to do is bring forth an image, right? Let us make man in our likeness. Let them. You notice he said them. Before the woman was always, before she was even birthed, before she was even formed out of the man, he said, let, amen. Because God spoke to something that was in him in the future. He didn't speak to what his now was. He spoke to his future. And men, I want to tell you something. Doesn't matter what the now is. God will always speak future. Amen. He knows what's locked up inside of you. He knew there was a woman locked up inside of him. He knew he had to just could draw out of him what was needed. Adam didn't know that. The man did not know. But God knew that. God can speak to generations in your life. And he will speak generationally to your life. He will speak about you. The thing is, what I've got to come into an agreement with what God is speaking. Amen. I mean, let us. I come into agreement with what God's word is saying. And that births something. That establishes something in the spirit. God said, let them have dominion over. Then the first man was the hand of God, and God breathed into him. And so God formed man. God breathed into him. And all of a sudden, there was a likeness of himself. Man became self-aware. He was so much like God. He was so much like, he could name animals. He had the mindset of God. And that's the whole purpose of God. He wants me to have dominion. He wants me to have the power. He wants me to be so much like him. He wants me to bear an image and a likeness of him, to have dominion over the thing in the world. I do not want my children and my children's children and my children's children to 1,000 generations not know what they have. They need to know what they have. They need to hear it, what they have, through you and I. Specifically, men. I've got to start speaking over their life. He breathed into them the breathing. So man became like him and he became self-aware. I want my children to be aware of the presence of God. I want my children to be aware that they can go to the presence of God. I want my children to be aware that God wants to commune with them. God wants to walk with them. God wants to love them because he is for me. I'm going to say that again. He is for me. He is for you. He is for your children and your children's children. They need to hear that. God is for you. God is not against you. God is not your enemy. God is for you. God is your Father in heaven and he loves you. Amen. They need to hear that from a family. They need, but they also need to see a demonstration. Amen. They were formed by the hand of God. They are formed by the hand of God. They were, you and I form our children by not just our speech, but by our actions. He only called the animals into existence by the word. But he called man into existence and he molded him. Out of his own mindset, he knew what he wanted. You and I have got to have a purpose and a thought pattern, image in my own head, where I want to see my kids. Amen? I'm running out of time, aren't I? Genesis 1, agreement with God, the way, God is the way, and he's the only way. That's the agreement. I agree with God is the way, he's the only way. There is no other way. There's not many ways to God. There's one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way. There is no other life. There is no other truth. He is the truth. Israel, number two, Israel was God's chosen. Son, God called Israel, my son, my firstborn, in Exodus 4:22. He says, let my people go that they may worship me. Israel is my son. Son. In other words, God put his favor upon him, not because Israel was anything special. Not because Israel was anything unique. It was for the mere fact God loved them. I want to say that again. Mere fact God loved them and God promised something to someone. Amen? My Bible says, for God so loved the... Same love. Same love. He loves you. His eyes upon you. He wants to have favor. He wants to release you. He wants to draw you out. He wants to bring you into something. The first thing he brings you into is worship. He wants to draw you out and walk, make you walk in the purpose and the promises of God. These are the things I have to bestow upon my children and my children's children. God is for you. God is not against you. God wants to bless you. God wants to be a way maker in your life. God wants you to cross your Red Sea. God wants to make you cross, overcome every Pharaoh in your life. God wants you to have the victory. Amen? Doesn't mean you're not going to go through sufferings. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through pains. Doesn't mean you're not going to go through disappointments. They all did. But guess what? At the end, they have the victory. Hallelujah. Israel was his firstborn, and all that pertains to the inheritance of the firstborn was theirs. What did the firstborn have? Double portion. That was the right of the firstborn, a double portion. God also calls those things that are not as though they are. That's the nation Israel. But God also calls those things that are not as though they are. Romans 4:17. Esau was Isaac's firstborn. Isaac was not. It's Jacob. Israel was not Isaac's firstborn. Esau was God's first, Isaac's firstborn. Israel was Isaac's secondborn. And God changed the order. Because if God wants to bless you, nothing will stop it. God calls those things another. Esau was Isaac's firstborn. Jacob was the secondborn. God changed the order to bless those who he's chosen. Have you been chosen if you're born again? Yeah. Are you the chosen people of God? Yes. Yes. Therefore, there's a blessing on you. There's a blessing on your life that God expects you and I to release over our children to the next generation. Amen. To bless who he chooses. Nothing or no one can get away from the blessing or get in the way of your blessing. There's only one thing that can stop the blessing. Do like Esau did. Reject it. And if you reject it, God looks for another to bless. I must allow my words to embrace what God has said so my children and my children's children can receive, even though they don't understand it, even though they can't comprehend it, even though they're not with him. I'm talking about future because God's a God of the future. I speak over them and over them and over them and demonstrate God's goodness and not remove the standard of the Lord in my house and allow God to bless because he reigns on the just and the... And all of a sudden their heart turned because who are they to deny? If God is drawing them, if God is drawing them, God will only draw them if he knows he's going to come to them. So God draws them by his spirit. No man comes to the Son unless the Father draws. When there's a drawing on their spirit, when there's a drawing on their life, because you've spoken and you've demonstrated, guess what? They come into the blessing. Praise God. Here, what we have to have, dads, is this. You'll see the Jacob before you see the Israel. What does Jacob's name mean? Liar, cheat, supplanter, deceiver. You will see the Jacob before you see the Israel. And in the process of change, you and I keep speaking peace, love, hope, future, deliverance. Amen. My vocabulary doesn't change. I start to keep walking the same walk so they can see a demonstration of the goodness and the purpose and the power of God in my life. Amen. Jesus was the only begotten Son. God's seed hit a woman's womb. I'm going to say that again. God's seed hit a woman's womb. And what was in the spiritual became natural. Amen. Jesus manifests bodily form because of the seed of God that got into Mary's womb. I've got to implant life of his word and the promises in their heart. I'm going to say that again. I've got to impart life into them and the promises of God in their heart. Why is that? As a man thinks where? Not in his head. In his heart. Because his heart is where his core beliefs are. Not this. Heart. I've got to keep speaking the word of God till the word gets from here to here and then there's change. Amen? Are you with me? As a man thinks in his heart, core beliefs, so is he. Romans 8:29 says that Jesus is the firstborn among what? Many brethren. The same seed, the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead dwells in me. That's why we call ourselves born again. Amen? Son's being revealed. 1 John 3:2 says this. Beloved, now we are children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we shall know that when he is revealed, we shall be like. For we shall see him as he is. What are they beholding? What image? There's an image that God wants to portray through men, through dads, through fathers, to their children. What is the image portraying to them? For we shall see him as He is. He's transforming me into an image. And guess what? It's my job to transform them into an image. I've got to leave an image. Got to form by actions and words. And when there's stillness in their life, remember God formed the man and he was what? Still, he was dead. God what? Breathed into him. I've got to breathe words of life. When you see this in your children's lives, don't panic. Keep your peace. Don't get robbed of your peace. And keep patience. Amen? And just keep breathing life. Just keep being life. And they will get up out of their dirt and they will walk. Amen? We need to breathe life into them by prayer and affirmation, to bear an image and the likeness, to reveal affliction, and to walk. Isaiah 29 says, and be what? Conformed. You're forming an image. You are forming an image. You and I, dads, are constantly forming an image. And sometimes in life, I might need to adjust myself to make sure it is the right image I'm portraying. Amen? Because sometimes in life, I can lift up my holy hands, sing a song, read my Bible. But if I am not living out what I believe, amen? If my house is not established on yes, Lord, amen, Lord, and future yes, Lord, and my house is blessed, Lord, I refuse to move from this, Lord, guess what? They'll look at my image and say, but you do this, and you say that, and you act like this, and you act like that. So what's coming out of my mouth and what I'm living is not aligning. There's no agreement in me. Amen? Formed to his image. Next one. There's four things. It was fruitfulness, multiply, subdue, and have dominion. I can't go through them because I haven't got time. But you are designed to bring fruitfulness. A fruit will only produce the fruit. You feed the tree, it'll produce the fruit. You starve the tree, you'll have little fruit. Feed the tree, it'll produce the fruit. You feed it the words of life. You feed it the goodness of God. You feed it by example of living. You feed it by holding the testimony of the Lord in your life. You will, in season, see the fruit. Amen? Multiply. Tell your children it's okay to bring increase in their life. To see increase in their life. In fact, not just to see it, it's a principle of God in their life. Amen? Grow it. Teach your children to reach for increase in God's nature. God gave what they needed, the talents I'm talking about there, to see the multiplication in your life. Increase is normal in Christian living. I want to say that again. Increase is normal in Christian living. And straight away, I know people are thinking about money. Money's part of it, but money's not everything. It should be their peace. It should be their joy. It should be their meekness. It should be their temperance. It should be their love. It should be their forgiveness. It should be their grace. There should be an increase in life. Amen. If they hear you speaking, well, they've done this and they've done that, and you badger, guess what? Monkey see, monkey do. Principles of wisdom, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Have my core beliefs. Subdue it. Teach whatever tries to take their dominion over your soul. Subdue it. Fight those things that try to take you away from the image of who God is trying to form you to be. Show them that you're fighting. Stand upon your ground. Teach them how to fight. Teach them how to speak. Teach them how to declare. Teach them how to pray. Let them see you pray. Let them see you fight the faith. Let them see you stand by faith when everything looks doesn't look normal, when everything's against you. See you stand. See you stand against your storm and let God bring you through your storm. That they know God is alive and real. I don't have to convince them alive and real. I've got to show them he's alive and real. Amen. Have dominion. Teach, have confidence in what God has placed in your hands. Have dominion over the lies of the devil. In what? Amen. By speaking truth. Dads, we have an awesome responsibility. I want to say it again. We have an awesome responsibility to bear an image so they can walk in dominion, power, and might. Amen. And multiplication, which should be in my life and in their life. But above all, I'm forming them through the word of God and prayer and intercession. I'm not looking at my now. I'm believing God for my future, the generations. And God blessed them. She wasn't even made, and God still blessed her. He said, let them have dominion, power, and might over all things. She wasn't even formed. And he spoke to something that was in him about his future. Amen. What am I speaking to my future? Come on now, as men, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. God bless them. If I'm still around my grandchildren, praise the Lord. But if I'm not around, I'll be looking from heaven and saying, get him into line. Angels of the Lord, get around him. Praise God. Activate heaven. Amen. Activate your prayer life. Activate heaven. Glory to God. I want the men to stand up this morning. In fact, I want you to come to the front. I'm going to release a blessing. No, I'm not touching them. All the men, right at the front. I want this song to be a prophetic word to you this morning. Hear me. Let's just try and stay focused for one more minute. I want you men, if you're a malefactor in the house of God, you should be up here. Every male. Amen. I'm going to play a song, The Blessing. And it's prophetic. May my children. Amen. Not their children, my children. You've got to make it personal. He is for you. He's not for Tom, Dick, and Harry. He's for you. Amen. He is for you. He is for you. And I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to receive what God has for you. And I want you to walk in this power of this anointing, that your God will make room for you. Your God will make room for you. Your God will make room for you to be an influence to the generations after you. Amen. It's got to start somewhere. It better start with you.